On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Heavy overnight rains have caused chaos in parts of KZN this morning, resulting in widespread floods that have now become deadly.
ALS paramedics currently on the scene of two structural collapses in the KwaMakutsa area, south of Durban, where it's believed that three people have been buried in the downfall we had last night and structural collapses.
LS paramedic spokesperson Garrett Jameson. It says several areas have been hit by torrential downpours since last night, with the province under a level 4 alert for heavy downpours. Details aren't yet clear, but it's understood that this is one of two reported structural collapses. Another is said to have taken place on the R603 in Adams. Emergency services are at both locations. We'll have more updates for you in the next hour. Now, KZN Human Settlements says it is moving in to assist those who lost their homes.
The roving team that has been moving up and down in the province of KwaZulu-Natal is on standby. The MEC is receiving reports from the South African Weather Services. We are likely to experience prolonged rainfall in various district municipalities such as Umkhungulovu, Ugu District, eThekwini, Ilembe, King Cetshwayo, Amajuba, Zululand, as well as Uthukela and Umkhanyakude.
Spokesperson and Dabazinhle Sibiya says a plan is in place to help the affected communities.
We have been experiencing rainfall since last night, and the MEC will be getting a report from the team where there are interventions that are required as a matter of urgency. The MEC will ensure that there is intervention. The MEC has also requested those that will be travelling to various destinations, they need to be very careful on the road.
Health Workers Union Nahao says it's requested a meeting with the Health MEC to get to the bottom of the hand, foot and mouth outbreak in the province. Almost 200 cases have been recorded, with eThekwini topping the list of infections so far. Cases of the contagious disease have been picked up in mostly primary schools and daycare centres. Nahao's Ayanda Zulu says they are concerned.
Our concern is largely on the state of the health system in KwaZulu-Natal. You know that in the past few weeks there have been some reports that are disturbing in terms of the shortage of medicine. This is happening. You know that most of our hospitals are severely underfunded, and we also find that there are challenges as far as the protective gear is concerned.
Making international news, a passenger train in Sri Lanka is derailed after ploughing into a family of elephants. Authorities say none of the passengers were hurt, but six animals were killed. The express train was travelling near a wildlife reserve when it crashed into the herd crossing the line before dawn. Wildlife authorities are treating two elephants that survived the crash. A recap of our lead story. Heavy overnight rains have caused chaos in parts of KZN this morning, resulting in widespread floods that have now become deadly. That's it from the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.